Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, gosh darn healthy, and pretty sexy people and mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. You know, if you're not a mother, you had a mother. So this day applies to us all. And I love what the channel gave me today to bring in through the subject of Mother's Day. And it's, no matter who you are, be your own mom. No matter what you're doing today with people that you love, that you may have nurtured into this world, be your own mom, too. All year, be your own mom. Take time for yourself and be with yourself. And that means you're not doing something. You're not cleaning. You're not going. You're not shopping. You're being with who you are. Number two, accept that you are the mother of your own creation. That's a big one, guys. You know, I accept that I am the creation of all creation. Isn't that what mothers do? We create new life. Well, accept that you are creating the new life of you, and then by extension, all lives around you. And number three, like a new mother, hold all possibilities for yourself. And, you know, we associate becoming a mother, bearing a child, but any time you nurture anything, you are, whether you are male or female, you are mothering energy. So whether it's a brand new life or it's a life that has a year left, make sure that you are mothering yourself and holding all possibilities open for yourself. It's just a beautiful, beautiful message. So bottom line, mothers nurture. We know that. Who or what can you nurture more? Beginning with yourself. And then the channel said, oh, this blew me away, that they had a personal message for me, which was, I can only create once. Well, it took me a minute. Of course, I asked, all right, what's that about? And give me more clarity around that. And I've said many times, like, I don't like to watch movies more than once. I don't like to do the same experiences most of the time. Hawaii's a big aside from all the rest of this. But I tend to, it's like, been there, done that. What else can I do? And the channel said, Dee, if you really are nurturing yourself, you know that you can continue to create firsts even though you've already created them. And guys, it like hit me right between the eyes that that's one of those very, very, very buried core beliefs that has helped me keep away even more manifestation and creation for me, because I think, well, you know, all right, so there was a time in my life, let's say, where I did over 400 commercials. Been there, done that. Now, it's been difficult for me to book commercials, which doesn't make any sense, does it? But it's a good example of this. If I have the belief, well, I've already done that, so I can't do it again, then I'm going to put a lot of stuff in my way. So, like the work works, we get little snippets of stuff, and I have been working on booking commercials. But you see, I broke through this week because I booked the first national commercial in a couple of years of trying. So yippee for me. And you watch now this piece of information that I can and should and must keep creating and creating and creating my firsts over and over and over again. So I leave that with you, because if it's mine, it's yours. We all know that. Let's balance it. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. So it is. Boy, I hope you guys watched my daughter on the doctors. Dear Lord, was I proud of her. So succinct, so well spoken. Of course, she looked beautiful. That's kind of a no-brainer for her. But man, she just talked about self-love and she just had it all put together. If you've got the capabilities to go out and find the doctors from last Thursday, gosh, go watch her. She's a little dynamo. It's made, you know, that was my first Mother's Day present. Well, the first one was bringing her in. So anyway, and I hope that you will, I want you, I urge you to come into the conversation May 26th on racism, sexism, any kind of, you see here the theme is again, holding energy away from us because of an idea. Because of an idea. We know that whatever we align within ourselves, we help align in the world, because when we change our frequencies, all frequencies around us have to change and adapt. So be the force you want to be in this world. And let's get everything into alignment around racism, sexism, judgment of anything that's different from us. Why are we in fear of that? Right? We just have to address that. So it's May 26th, and I really hope you join me for this one, because you know, between you and me and the channel, we always bring in the highest stuff on these webinars. If you want to talk to the channel today, press 1. Don't press it again if you've already pressed it, because your little hand's already up. All right, channel, can I go? Yes, I can. All right, Susan, we're going to start with you. Hi, honey.
I knew you were going to start with me. Happy Mother's Day to both of us and all the other mothers out there.
Indeed. Thank you, Susan.
So, I've been experiencing some pain in my right knee and my left foot, which I haven't figured out what in the world it's all about.
Well, yes, you do. You've been with me for years. So anytime we have trouble and with our legs or our feet, what's it about?
Getting somewhere?
Yes, moving forward in your power.
Okay.
Okay. So when I say you're moving forward in your power, I get a no. And you have, I'm sorry to be tough love on a Mother's
Day.
Go
ahead.
But you
just, that's good.
You can't let your son hold you back. Love him.
I didn't think I was, but go ahead.
Well, when I say you are, I get a yes.
Okay.
So what they're saying to me is when you should be going, what's the best for me? You're going, what's the best for him? And I get my big yes on that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I feel that too.
Well, if that's true, then, you know, you're not putting yourself first. And when you put yourself first, it will help him more than what you think putting him first is doing. If I could just get you guys to accept that concept that when we put ourselves first and love ourselves in the highest way, we serve other energy a lot more. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. So your body always expresses the blocks in your energy that you are not addressing, guys. And so it accumulates in your body so that you can go, oh, well, now I have to deal with it. Okay, so I am moving forward easily on everything I want. There you go. All right, my love, you can do this. You know this work. Come on, Susan.
Okay.
No relapses, okay?
No, I'm in fact, I'm doing a lot of artwork right now. I've got 24 canvases sitting in front of me.
Good. I want you because you love to do that. Do it only for yourself.
I am. I'm doing
not for the money.
No,
not
I'm
for
doing
him. Okay, go ahead.
No. I'm doing it because I want to do something that's really super. If this is going to be a real different one, you're going to see something totally different because I'm trying something new and it's really exciting. It's different.
I get a yes on that. I get a yes on that. But underlying that, what is propelling you forward to do this?
The shortage of time to get it done because when it needs to be done by, but
okay,
you
sit with it. Just the channel just says, be conscious that you are doing this for you, for the joy of you, period.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Mary Jo in Ohio, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
I'm so happy to talk to you again. Before I get to my question, I first wanted to thank you and the channel for the last two or three shows, because that advice to respond in love really ended up being very important. I'm one of the people that got totally blindsided in the last couple of weeks and wondered what reality I was living in. But instead of going into action, I just kept doing the process and loving, and even though I don't think everything's settled yet, it just makes me feel so much better. It just does. So,
well, you bet.
You.
And when you feel better, you create better, right? So the channel wants you to know it is all settled.
Okay.
You just stand in that knowing.
Okay.
And feel
great
love around the settlement. Okay.
Great. So
okay.
I have a quick vaccine testimonial and then the question that I need answered, please.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you in regards to the vaccine, I'm one of the people, I have all sorts of medical issues. So when the T channel first talked about that there was going to be vaccines months ago, using your process, I got quiet and asked about it for me and really got a message that said, yes, it's going to be safe. It came through that I would be getting the Moderna vaccine. And even because I asked when, it was the first one of the first 2 weeks in February. So this was in the fall when you first mentioned it. So as all the reports were coming out and everybody's fussing and worrying about side effects and all this, I developed a little affirmation, and it was just easy peasy vaccine. Because when I was little, we say
I love it.
Anytime I went into fear or I read something or someone told me something, I would just say to myself, easy peasy vaccine. So by the time January came around and they were publishing who's going to get what and people were really fussing, I knew it was going to be okay when I would say easy peasy vaccine. So the end result was I got the Moderna the first week in February, and with both shots, I had no side effects whatsoever.
Good creating, Mary Jo. My God. I think we should record this and play it over and over and over and over and over again, because right there in a nutshell, she expressed everything that I teach. But you see, she did it. She put it into action. And that's what I want you all to keep asking yourself. Am I living what I know? Am I putting it into action? Am I staying on top of my own guidance? Oh, Mary Jo, you just made my Mother's Day, woman. Thank you. Now, what's your question?
All right. So several weeks ago, we had a private, and the channel indicated there could be a possible problem with my heart. They suggested getting a test in a machine that could look at the heart. Well, I was a little befuddled because in November I had had a replacement stent put in and I thought everything was good to go. So I went into my cardiologist and just said, look, I don't know what's going on, but something could be. So this week I'm due to have a stress test, and that's what they'll do. They'll look at my heart. So my question was, is this the right test for me to have?
Yes.
And I just want And
yes,
is it gonna
that's the right question.
Okay, and will it find what I need to find to go
yes,
for?
And
I know about doing,
Mary Jo,
okay.
They want you to know it's something very little, but it can be addressed now. It might even be just a tweak in your medicine. I don't know. It's little, but they didn't want it to get any bigger. They didn't want it to become anything major. So easy peasy, right?
Yes.
Easy peasy, fabulous heart.
Hey, that's great. I can do that. I will,
okay.
You know, thank you so, so much.
Will you
much
let
for
me know, Mary Jo?
All your work. Yes, I will.
You are so welcome. Thank you, darling. Oh, wow. What a great call. What a great call. Happy Mother's Day to me. See, I feel like I'm everybody's mom. Isn't that? Oh, it's cool. It is cool. Jessica in New Jersey, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Do you do a general ever, or you have to kind of ask a specific question?
I prefer you asking a specific question because, as it says in the good book, baby, ask and you receive.
Okay.
I know Nadia, when she's on, she gives a general thing. I always find that you know the question you want to ask. And so when I say it has to be more specific, it will encourage you to look at exactly what you want to know.
Okay. So I'm going through a lot of new beginnings as well as closing up shop with things as well. And last night I said goodbye to the physical of my dog, who's been my best friend for 15 years.
Oh, honey. Yeah, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Yeah, and thank you. And for the most part, I'm fine, although in actually saying it kind of got me a little bit choked up there.
Of course. It's a part of your love that, you know. But let me tell you, I'm sitting here in my office, and there's a light that will come on just randomly. I know it's my brother. So start looking for little signs from your doggy. Because if your intention...
Here. I feel him.
Yeah, you can connect. Connect with that energy. So what's your question, baby?
Well, I seem to be in this little bit of a loop at the current moment that I don't understand why he didn't want to do the new life with me. I mean, I understand that people come in for certain reasons.
It's not about that. So you want to know why he left?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I understand it, but I'm also, like, upset about it still.
Well, that's because you're making it about you, baby. It's not about you. Give me a song, any song that pops into your brain.
So I was thinking about this while I was calling in, and the word is Bye Bye Baby, although I don't really know that song, but I think you do.
Well, it's Bye Bye Birdie from the movie Bye Bye Birdie. Bye Bye Birdie, that one?
There actually was a Bye Bye Baby. I Googled it because I was like, what is that? You could do Good Night, Sweetheart. That's another one that's in my head.
Well, Good Night, Sweetheart, if you listen to the words, it's time for me to go.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I don't know why my brother had to leave at 79. We're never going to understand why energy leaves embodiment until we get over to the other side. But I can tell you, no energy leaves without choice. Whatever lessons your doggy needed to learn and to help you learn were complete. So did you depend on your dog a lot?
Yeah, I mean, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it's time for you to get out and make some other relationships is the first thing I'm hearing.
Yeah, I understand that. But I just thought we would be able to rework our relationship.
Well, he can come back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
But most importantly, it's time for you to get out and create some important people relationships. And as long as he stuck around, he was enough. But if you're going to expand in your knowingness of you, you need to get out and create and even a romantic relationship.
Oh, I know you're going to make me cry. I know.
Well,
and it's interesting because I was planning on moving. I was packing up everything. I got very clear guidance of where I was going to go. And I told him, you know, we're going to a new place. You're coming with me. And then after he passed, this morning it came through. It's like, I don't even want to move there anymore because that's how it would have been. It just would have been a life of him and me out in the forest.
Yeah, see,
and I know that's not the way anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to get out and play with other energy, baby. Look at that as his last beautiful gift to you in embodiment.
I know. Okay?
I know it's
all
hard,
right,
honey.
You
know me and my dogs. Sometimes your dogs are even harder than the people you love. You know, because they're unconditional.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like him better than everybody. That's exactly what I told him the other day. I said, I like you better than I love you more than anybody I know here. So,
well,
that's
your opportunity. Now's your opportunity to find some significant other people that you can say that to. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. Yeah, I know. I do know. Okay, LaVon in Reno, you're on.
Hi there. That last call made me cry.
Yeah, you and me and our dogs, right?
The animals, well, me, it's birds. And they're more difficult than losing people for me. Anyway, so glad to talk with you. I find myself putting my clothes on backwards. Top and bottom. I look at them. I think it's right. I put it on, and there's the doggone tag in the front. It's the most bizarre thing, and it's been going on for several weeks now. My husband just looked at me like, really?
Yeah, your energy's crossed. Do you know how to do the cross crawl? It's real easy.
Cross crawl? No.
Yeah, okay. So you pick up your left knee, and you take your right hand and just tap your left knee, and that, like you're marching, pick up your right knee, touch your left hand to it, and just do that about 20 times.
Good exercise, too.
20 enough, yeah. And then, but they want you to know why your energy got, well, have you tried popping your hands towards your face?
Oh, sure. My fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some reason it's not working. Now, I've never, ever had this before. So what does she need to get into alignment so that the pop brings her energy back into not being switched? Hold on. She's... Give me a movie, LaVon.
One for the Road. I have no idea what that's about.
So give me one for my baby and one more for the road. All right. LaVon, what are you leaving? What are you leaving that it's not a person, it's a something. Something that you feel like you have to leave or you're going to have to leave or...
What?
And it's messing with your energy.
That's a good one. I have no clue.
Okay. Definitely not a person. It is work-related, but the key word is related. It's work-related.
Yes.
Yes. You leaving you. You just hit it right on the head. Where do you feel like you have to leave you? Or give up you or what?
I have no more say, no more power. I'm a nobody.
I see. Because you're ending your job?
Oh, it's changed so much and other people have taken over.
Okay. Do you know that it's time to leave?
I've gone back and forth on that so many times.
Well, and see, what happens then is part of your energy wants to leave and the other part of your energy is saying, oh, my God, no, you have to stay. And right there, that's very confusing to your energy. Your energy doesn't know whether to go or to stay or to plan, right? So you become a house divided against itself. So can you be your own mother and nurture yourself and really go, okay, what is really going to make me happy, that all my energy, you see, now I get that you're unswitched.
Oh, fabulous.
Well, but I want you to drop into your heart. Can you feel when you give yourself permission to nurture yourself and go, okay, what do I want? Not what do I want that I'm afraid of, might not be able to happen, or what do I want that I don't know if it's possible, or what do I want? You want to work in a place where you're heard and valued and feel like the work you are doing is making a difference in people's lives. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yes.
And you want to get paid well for doing it.
I want it to be work, right.
Okay. So create that where you're at. Start holding the perception of everybody there creating that with you, or go create it somewhere else. It's exactly the channel is saying, now that we understand what the heck is going on, it's exactly like me going back into my family going, I don't care what any of you do or say, I am just going to be love.
Mm-hmm.
So your creation doesn't depend on them or what they say or how they react.
True.
Well, but you've made it about them, because you're feeling unappreciated, and you're feeling unappreciated because of what is happening there. But that's only coming to light for so that you can expand more in yourself and appreciate yourself and know your self-worth from within yourself and not dependent on anybody else. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. You can do this, LaVon. You know how to do this.
Yep.
It's just, you know, when the big stuff hits us, we go, oh, I'm just going to forget this for a little while. But you're back now. You're back.
Because I've been hit by this one before, so.
Okay, then you know what to do, don't you?
Okay, very good.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, that was some really good information for all of us. Bing in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm good, baby. What's up?
I would love to have some clarity or insight from the channel regarding of my apartment, current and future, because we have experienced tremendous noise from upstairs neighbor. And can you ask the channel what the best time for us to move out?
Well, first of all, when I say it's the best choice to move out, it goes to no. Is that the right question? Well, that means that there's stuff in conflict with you, within you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I think we want to move. Oh, gosh, do we really want to move? Should we move now? Should we stay and see if things work out? You see, you haven't really made a choice, Bing. Have you committed to moving out?
I mean, of course, I don't want to, but the current situation seems like the best is moving out. And
okay.
My spouse is so ready to move out.
Okay. See, now just that acknowledgement has shifted the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I want you all to hear that. You have to make a strong, solid choice and commit to it. And then all energy can come in and create this great new apartment for you. But if you're sending out the signal, gosh, I want it. Gosh, I'm not sure if we should be moving. I don't know where to go. The universe can't move on it with you, Bing, because it does. It's not clear about what you want because you're not clear about what you want. You understand?
Yeah, I want the most quiet environment. You know, that's for sure.
Okay, but that's one thing. So, again, guys, and it's funny, in the last 2 weeks, I have heard so many brain scientists talk about making lists. And Warren Buffett was talking about making lists. The channel has been telling you to do this forever. Bing, sit down and write out absolutely everything you want in this new apartment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And quiet and peacefulness, you bet, is on there. But you always also want a place that's clean. You also want apartment place where the super, you know, takes care of things, and
yes,
the building is in good shape and that it's safe. What kind of neighborhood do you want it to be in? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Make a list and get clear about all those things, and then start feeling love and excitement around this apartment, and then tell the universe, all right, come on, guide me, work with me, create with me. You're clear about what I want now, and then you can start taking action. Okay? But right now, you couldn't take action because you aren't really even clear, haven't been, sorry, really
yes,
clear about everything you want. So that's the first step. And then you feel the joy and excitement and love around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask the universe to partner with you. And then you start looking at ads or talking to people. Are going, okay, I mean, who knows? You might start working on this in a week and the people upstairs decide to move. You don't know how it's going to play out. You just know what you want. And you keep focused on that. Okay?
Yes.
All right. You can do this, but now you've got the information. You got to work. You got to move on it, okay?
Sure. Is there
all
any
right,
other information regarding the apartment haunting? Oh, that's it.
No. Everything will fall into place if you consciously and consistently look at that list, feel love and joy around it, and ask the universe to help you. Okay?
Okay. Yes, I will.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dee.
Yeah. Trust it, guys. I live it. I see it every day of my life. Sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes it takes a week. Sometimes it takes a month. Sometimes it takes 4 months, but it always shows up, always. Kirk in Long Island. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Hey, baby. Oh, my goodness. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, Kirk.
If I can add one thing to last caller,
yeah,
and you already hit upon it, I said send love to the people upstairs. Maybe they'll get a promotion, a job opportunity, and move. And you said it as I was thinking. It's just like, send them the love. Their life will get bigger and they'll go.
Yep. Thank you for that. Yep. Absolutely.
And not so much. Did you watch the Oscars?
Kind of, sort of.
Did you see the beginning? Well,
I didn't.
Well, within the first 2 minutes, they mentioned E.T., and I got an absolute definite nod from Denny.
Denny's my brother that just passed over, everybody. Yeah,
It was right there, and so you can check on what time locally it started versus the other stuff. And he wanted to let you know, and you probably heard it from others, the answer to your question was yes. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Yeah, he's been visiting me, popping this light on and off. You know, that's one of the easiest ways that they can start communicating is through electrical signals. Isn't that interesting? So thanks for that, Kirk. Appreciate it. Thank you much. Oh, and by the way, I'm pretty sure I've booked a movie and we're going to shoot it back in Doylestown. So maybe we can all hook up and get together sometime.
Well, about 2 weeks ago during my sitting and figuring out what I really want, I said, I want to work in a movie with Dee this year.
Well, will you email me and remind me of that?
Sure.
Please. Okay.
And Genevieve's waving at me. My TV went on the fritz for 2 days, turning on and off every 3 seconds. And when you were mentioning electrical, just
yeah,
didn't get anything on that.
Yeah, somebody's trying to talk to you. Okay, is this just... No. it's an animal that you loved, Kirk. Is there an animal that you lost?
Not that comes to mind. Haven't had any pets in some 30 years.
Well, go back to your childhood there. See, now I'm getting my big yes. Go back to your childhood.
The turtle?
Dear God, how bizarre. Hold on. Is everybody balanced? Anybody switched? That's the highest. I get a yes. So they want to know, when you were little, what did that turtle mean to you?
Got high marks on a drawing I submitted to probably my second or third grade class where I was in my red raincoat walking my turtle on a leash.
Well, I know this sounds weird, guys, but we're going to follow the breadcrumbs here because I keep getting a yes.
Okay.
What did your turtle have to do with safety?
Let me cut out for a second. What was the question?
What did your turtle have to do with safety? Of course, you were walking your turtle on a leash, so you were keeping it safe. But
when my turtle passed, it had gotten out of its little aquarium box, whatever, and we eventually found him a little dried up inside the edge of the carpet. Not laughing at the turtle, just maybe that it can happen
okay.
at any time.
Okay, so Kirk, see, you just gotta love how the universe talks to you. The lesson here is the turtle got out and created its own demise. Okay? You are not responsible for everyone else's safety. Does that ring something in you?
Yes.
And the highest word is safety.
Releasing. I've been shifting my consciousness around people and maybe their resistance to vaccine and such. And I said, I'm focusing on the wrong end of things. And
yes, sir.
I send out like the statement, the daily statement, sending out love, truthfulness, health, and then letting it go. It's not going to do me any good to go down to the ocean and try and stop it. But I can go with the flow and trust. I'm refocusing on what I want, which is I want love and health and safety for everybody, and just let that go.
Bingo. Yeah, and the turtle wants you to know, you know, I had to climb out because it was just my time to go, dude.
Yeah.
So.
And that was it.
And guys, you know, people are going to go when they're ready to go. They just are. But the channel has been very clear again about the vaccines. They are safe for most people. This is all about, are you choosing to do what is for the greater good through doing what is for the greater good for yourself? So,
yep.
And I also want to point out to all of you that the channel has called correctly every single solitary timeline and thing that's gone down with these vaccines. They said, you know, by May, the world is pretty much opened up again. By this summer, we'll be pretty much back to normal. And by December, it will be a distant memory. Okay. Moving on. Thank you, Kirk.
All right. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Honey. Bye.
Love
thank
you,
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Miss Gina in California, you're on.
Hi.
Happy
Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, so I have a person in a group that I'm in, and I just don't get along with her. And it's and it's stressing me out.
Okay.
So what am I not seeing?
You're not being loved, Gina. Just go back to the story of me and my family. That is your highest answer, and I'm getting my really big yes. Guys, it's not about them. It's your opportunity to shift you. When you are in reaction to anything, that is the biggest gift if you turn it around. If you stay in reaction, you stay stuck. Okay?
So just be love.
That's right. And it doesn't matter what they do. It
That's
doesn't
right.
matter what they
that,
do
I was like, oh,
or they
okay.
say. And the next time you go into work or wherever this group is, you say, okay,
yeah.
I'm just being love. I'm just walking in being love, and I'm sending them love, and I'm sending her love because I'm just love. You will see the energy shift, Gina.
Okay,
and
great.
Then you'll
I
come
have one
back.
Other question. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I knew it was about me, but I'm swimming in it. So that's really, really helpful. So regarding the vaccine for me, what does the channel say?
Ask the question you want to ask, Gina.
Is the vaccine safe for me to take?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, look, guys, you are your highest answer, as you believe it's delivered to you. So the channel can tell you the specific overall answer. Your belief system can turn that into something else.
Yeah, right.
So have you asked your doctors if it's safe for you?
Yes.
And what do they say?
No, not right now. I'm getting a not right now.
No. What
and I'm
did
not
the
a
doctors,
no forever.
What do the doctors say?
The doctors say that I should wait.
Gina, have you literally asked the doctor, is it
well,
safe for me?
Well, I've asked my medical intuitive. Yeah, I've asked my medical intuitive.
Have you asked your doctor?
No. No,
okay.
I have not.
Yeah, you see how
I
many times
asked my doctor.
We had to go because you don't want
to
really
yeah,
know, baby.
I haven't talked to him.
Yeah.
I know. That's
well,
right.
Let's start there, okay? And of course, your medical intuitive is going to get a no because you're afraid to get it.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So anybody's going to pick up the energy that you're not in alignment with getting it, because you're not.
That's right.
Okay, talk to your doctor, Gina.
I will.
Okay.
It's on my list.
All Thank right,
you very
baby.
Much.
Yep.
All right.
You know, this has just brought up opportunities, lots of opportunities for all of us to question the stuff within us and where our fears are. Michael in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How you doing?
I'm pretty darn fabulous. My kids are coming for crepes, and we're going to watch a movie together. It's my kind of mommy's day. What's
well,
your question, babe?
I would like to know your creation sequence. You've stated it in parts. Like, what do
no,
I see?
No, I have stated it over and over and over and over again, Michael. You just want to make things a little harder. We talk about this a lot. And you're in fear that you're not going to get it right.
I'll accept that.
Okay. You choose what you want. You commit to creating it. You go to your love place and you feel love and joy all around it. You say to the universe, all right, guys, that's as clear as I can make it. Come on and let's create it together now. And then you go. That's it, Michael. Don't make it any harder than that, guys. Okay?
That's extremely useful.
Yeah. I want you to really know that creation is simple. It's simple.
Okay.
But we have been taught for eons that we are not capable of doing it. So those are the walls that we keep running into, and they show up like, oh, well, there must be more to it than this. Or they show up as, well, it can't be this easy, or it can't be that fast. Well, it can, and it does. But again, according to your own belief system, it is delivered to you.
This is extremely useful, and I'm still learning.
Well, I'm working on getting my book together because it clearly spells out exactly how to do all this. So
I can't
we've got a couple
to tell you
of...
how interested I am, and I'm going to ship your book overseas to friends.
Oh, which one?
I have friends in Nigeria.
No, I mean, which book? Which book?
When you get this book out on your creation sequence.
Ah, yes.
I'm going to be passing it out to my brother, my sister, my older daughter, and a friend I have in Wisconsin, and other acquaintances who have an interest in this stuff.
Well, I hope you feel the same after you read it, darling. I'm sure you will, because like my editor said, and he's written a lot of spiritual books himself, he said, Dee, this is my new Bible. So we'll see how you like it, Michael, and you'll let me know. All right.
You have an estimated time when it's coming out.
I don't. I have some publishers interested. We're waiting to hear back from a couple more. And and then I've got to decide if it's going to be a better deal for me just to self-publish it, which it very well might be.
My first creation sequence on this method you've given today is going to be on having your book in my hands.
All right, Michael, that's a deal. I'll play that game for sure. Woohoo! Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about my book too. I gotta say, gosh, guys, if you can make it really fast, really fast. What's your question?
Okay, let's see how fast I can do this. I have been going to different timelines and clearing things, I think. And that's what I want to check and make sure that that's exactly.
That's true, but they don't like the word clearing because you don't ever clear energy. You redirect energy. And that's what you've been doing. You've been going to different timelines and redirecting the neural pathways that were created around them. Yes, ma'am. I get a big yes.
Oh, that's cool because I'm now, I know when I'm in it, and I know, and I was disappointed in myself the other night because I turned around and said, this is just a dream, knowing it was not just a dream. And I didn't open my heart up and let my love flow.
Well, because you didn't trust yourself, baby.
So is
trust
that my
yourself.
Soul?
Let me tell you, the further you get into this work, the more and more and more and more you have to trust yourself because miracles just start happening everywhere.
Right.
And yes, and you cross dimensions and do all that stuff.
Oh, right. And then you expand your energy, your heart energy. And
yes,
so,
and your understanding.
Right. Yeah, because I've noticed that I'm really starting to understand, and I'm awake consciously when I'm in this.
Yes, ma'am. Get a yes on that. So just trust yourself and trust the process.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Otherwise, this light bulb that keeps popping on and off in here would kind of freak me out a little, but I know it's my brother saying, hey, Pee-wee. So I'm all good with it. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you for validation.
You bet. All right. Guys, go nurture yourself. Be your own mother today, male, female, or in between, or all of it. However you define yourself, be your own nurturing mother today. Give to yourself. Give love to yourself. Give unconditional love and acceptance to yourself. And create your world through love. Let's say it together. I love me. Come on. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.